This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs today in several areas, including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said, today both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
हमारे संबंध गहरे विश्वास साझा लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों और मानवीय संवेदनाओं की मजबूत आधारशिला पर आधारित है उस पर स्थापित है हमारे रिश्ते समय की हर कसौटी पर खरे उतरे हैं आज हमने अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है
Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Netanyahu also reiterated their unwavering commitment to advancing global peace and security and welcomed US President Donald Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Modi has since departed for India from Israel. The External Affairs Ministry has said the focus of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel has been on technology, including areas such as artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, innovation, research and startups. Briefing the media in Jerusalem at the conclusion of the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu decided to elevate the existing Joint Commission on Science and Technology to the ministerial level. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Jaisalmer in Rajasthan this evening on a two-day visit. She will take a sortie in the indigenously developed light combat helicopter Prachand at the Jaisalmer Air Force Station tomorrow morning. The event is part of her visit to Rajasthan. After flying in Prachand, the president will participate in other scheduled programs. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Dr. Saurabh Garg, Secretary Mosby, has informed that 2022-23 was chosen as the base year for revision of GDP estimates because it was the first normal year after the COVID pandemic. He further explained that as per international norms, it has to be changed every 5 years.
You are aware that in 2017, we rolled out a major financial change by the GST. And then in 2021, COVID struck, 2020-2021. So because of that, there was disruption in the economy. 2022-23 was seen as the first normal year after the post-COVID disruptions. And we did two surveys in 2022-23 and 2023-24 to just determine. And we found that 2022-23 took care of most of the issues were coming back.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has revised the ticket refund norms for airlines. Passengers can now cancel or change air tickets without paying additional charge within 48 hours of making the bookings, subject to certain conditions. It said airlines should not levy any additional charge for correction in the name of the same person when the error is pointed out by the passenger within 24 hours of making the booking, when the ticket is booked directly through the airline's website. DGCA said in case of purchase of ticket through travel agent or portal, onus of refund shall lie with the airlines as agents are their appointed representatives. It said the airline shall ensure that the refund process is completed within 14 working days. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in the crucial Super 8 Group 1 match at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. In reply, Zimbabwe were 144 for 2 in 16 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and elected to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.